raising the executive director's salary, and it's hard for me to, as a commissioner, to say, yeah, we should do that, but we should also not support following through so that the that the next in line have the same opportunity. You know, that strikes me as an odd contradiction too.
I would like to say a couple of things. If this board were looking at a raise other than hopefully the little, you know, the 2.5% and 1.5%, now, I think initially it was made a lot of sense. The demands as a separate commission are much more huge, and I was not at a level that I should have been anyway, and I really appreciate your support with that. But if there were, you know, some sentiment that now it should go bump another amount, I would not support that for the director either. But down the road, yes, get it to a level where you can hire somebody that, you know, if you have to bring somebody in, you've got a competitive level. But the other piece with the whole CPQ process is, as you know, we did not get the answer that we want about counselors and supervisors and field staff, and are pursuing that further and have talked the personnel into doing desk audits of those positions, and they are now already scheduled, and Carlos coordinated that with the supervisors to identify the people and with Rich Starr of personnel to set it up. And so that's in the works, you know, so the whole thing isn't done yet either, you know, and so at this point there are no raises for any of the counselors, except the only change is the entry level. Instead of being a 250, now it's a 251. So that did affect two people, and will enable us to hire in at a slightly increased rate. And so, but we're still pushing on with personnel to revisit those counselor levels. So the project isn't done, and there's just this one piece left. The whole thing is still in process.
Yeah, I understand.
I didn't really say that. I mean, I know that some of that was in what you received, but I don't know if the desk audit agreement was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was.
Okay.
The buck stops here. You know, actually, you know, if I may say for myself, you know, I guess I'm not real comfortable. I would like to know that the budget is stable, you know.
I think we all would. You know, that would be.
And I do know
that,
you know, for myself, I'm willing to look at short-term strategies, because I don't think this is going to be this is going to take long for us to know. You know, the budget, the federal budget, is something that generally does resolve itself at some point. You know, and this is the time of uncertainty and all that, and I believe that anything can happen. But I do have a sense of optimism that the federal budget will be established pretty soon, much as it has been in past years. There's nothing really that tells me to believe otherwise. So, but you know, right now with the continuing resolutions the way they are, you know, we're looking at operations from week to week.
That's right.
So, recognizing that, I guess I'm willing to wait a bit.
You know, another piece I should mention with regard to the raise for the orientation center director, that was one specific position that was identified as that it should be up a notch or two. We have agreed, Fatosh and I, that she will not receive any increase in her wages until 6 months for these same reasons. And she, actually it was her idea, you know, and it's such a tiny amount, it's like $300 a year will be her raise, you know, she and I talked, and we're going to wait the 6 months, and she's perfectly fine with that.
We don't know what the reports will be either, so.
What reports?
Well, if you ask the, how do you call it, HR?
Oh, yeah, their decision, right.
Yeah, and you know, I understand all that. I guess the main thing that I want us not to do is to get to the point where people feel like in order to be considered, you know, okay and all of that they need to take a kind of a martyr approach or whatever, and that's what we would be expecting of people. You know, I don't want people to feel like that, because while that may work for a while, and I understand that, you know, at some point the system will also say, well, you know, okay, if they're going to be doing that, then everybody really is happy at where they are and what they're doing, and why should we make any differences in ruling because everybody's okay. And, you know, I know that there is a balance, and I'm just, what I'm really wanting us to do is to not settle for something but to, you know, to keep moving forward. And I certainly appreciate the effort and the passion that you bring to it. I think that's a good thing. And I just want us not to do what we so often have a tendency to do here, and that is to not you know, and I'm talking about here in this part of the country. As Nebraskans, we tend not to reach as high as we could sometimes.
And I couldn't agree more, Barbara. I could not agree more, and I think every day, practically every action that I take and every decision I take is reaching. I mean, that isn't the way I tend to be, is to just accept. I mean, yeah. Honestly, and I do not believe that this decision is just giving up or accepting in any way.
I don't think so either. And yeah, thank you for filling things in.
Well, thank you.
Okay, I think we've already talked about the website, and on the Friends of the Commission, Mike Floyd wasn't able to be here today. He did say that he plans to have a meeting potentially on the first Wednesday of December, and the IRS stuff isn't in yet, or wasn't when he talked to me at the beginning of the week.
He isn't back yet.
Yeah, isn't back. From
right,
them.
It has been submitted.
Yeah, things have been submitted, but it's not back from them yet. And but the at that meeting, there will be discussion about possible things to, you know, for fundraising and that kind of thing. Did anybody have anything else on that? Because that's that's what he talked to me about, but I don't have any other information. And digital news, the Scott Foundation thing was the only thing on that, I think.
Right, and that is the only update from them, from digital news. And Scott's family is interested in looking at the report from the feds with the comments about our technology grant. They really had hoped to link with that as kind of a matching you know, our partnering thing, and that was part of why we were rejected. And so they would like to see those comments. That report has been received by the commission, but I told Jan, don't even give it to me yet. I didn't want to look at it. I mean, we really were pushing to get these rules to you all. So we have it, and we'll be looking at it, but had not done so yet.
Okay, and then we've dealt with the RTB thing, and the State Rehab Council. Now, has something been done to initiate the legislative process from within the council?
Do you want me to speak? Go ahead. Answer that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Yes. What we did a little while back was to contact the person in the governor's office that deals with boards and commissions and explain that this was one of the enhanced cost restraints that we were identifying, is that this was a duplicative board and our council and would not be needed, and in fact the council itself had voted to become extinct. And their office was delighted to hear that and said that the LB 352 was written very succinctly in that, very well, in that everything related to the council was in a section, that's 8606, and so it could very cleanly be set as one of the pieces of the administrative cleanup laws that they introduce at the beginning of the session to just delete or repeal, I mean, that portion of the law. And so, you know, we double-checked with them to make sure, I mean, there was some nervous thought about, oh gosh, what if the wording is, you know, repeals the commission somehow. And they assured us that that's not the case, and it, you know, I mean, it, and we'll see the language when it gets drafted, and it'll be, but so it should be able to be handled without a lot of extra work from either the council or us or you. We'll want to make sure the language is nothing scary, but
yeah.
You know, but I think given what she said, they understand the specifics of it, and they were specific enough in what we talked to them about that it's, I think, I feel very comfortable with it. And so they did at the last council meeting set a next meeting date, but it's possible that won't end up happening.
Okay.
It will not happen?
Well, if by that time there's already, the unicameral has already repealed the law that requires the State Rehab Council to exist, then they won't meet because they'll be done.
Usually those laws go into effect right after session, don't they?
Varies, I guess. We had Don Anderson from the Department of Education. He said that theirs usually come at the end of the session. He said they vary. Mm-hmm. You could come at the beginning of the session or...
Actually, we were talking about when it gets voted on, but Barbara makes a good point, because when it comes into effect, you know, but there are certain, I mean, even if it didn't go into effect till July 1, or, you know, I don't know if it would go into effect right when it was voted on, or if it would wait to the end of the session, but in any case, it's possible that the council could just decide not to meet. I mean, if they already have passed it, even if it isn't implemented yet, I would think it wouldn't make a lot of sense to meet.
That's right.
Yeah, we just would need to make sure that it did what it was supposed to under the law.
Yes.
So that we don't have any last-minute problems.
Yes, definitely. And we'll certainly try to keep on top of that between within the office and also Bill. I'm sure we'll keep on top of that.
Definitely.
Okay. Is there any public comment?
Britt doesn't have a thing.
This has been a long meeting.
Britt is about the only public out there.
Well,
but all necessary.
Yeah, I appreciate you making the commitment to take the extra time. I know it's hard. But.
Yes, I appreciate it too. I mean, you know, it's really hard for us to, I mean, we can't, ignore what we need to do either, so.
We would have had to set another meeting.
Yeah.
This is fine.
So the only thing that we need to do at this point is to, that I know of, unless there's other new business to be brought before us, is the location, date, and time of our next meeting.
Well, I'd say not to do today, but to be on the agenda for next time is, if you remember that issue came up with, if a client has a complaint, and I kind of responded to one of Fatosha's things she passed along, and we kind of said, well, you know, it's probably something we need to deal with at a commissioner's meeting, just to know what the policy is, the procedure for, I guess, when clients are going through the center and leave in a huff or whatever, unhappy, or I guess just in general, what clients unhappy with their counselors, or just in general, what those kinds of procedures are.
Part of the reason I didn't put that specifically on the agenda is that the rule that we were talking about, you know, that one has to do with people dissatisfied with services, and so I...
Yeah, there was kind of some... Yeah, I mean, it covered it. But just as far as how the... Because it obviously must happen from time to time. That was the rules, but just how, you know, the procedure does work when it comes up. And I guess that case doesn't have to be dealt with specifically, but that case just kind of cried out to me as, you know, obviously somebody must have followed up on it, and it rose the question of what happens in these kinds of cases. Do we need to do some kind of review of Pearl or something before the end of the year? I was thinking there was something we had to do at the end of the year, but maybe not.
Well, with regard to the voted last year with regard to raises.
Yeah.
Performance evaluation?
Well, it wasn't performance. There was something. It was like a two time a year thing. Well, the main performance.
That if what we had said, I think, was that if the evaluation was positive, which it certainly was, that the incremental raise would happen in January also.
Okay. Well, I was thinking we had to do something in December, but we don't. That's...
The one thing that the contract people automatically get a raise, and the rules I have discretion over, but what I really aim to do, and even, you know, given the situation, I think that as much as possible, even this year, the 2.5 raise for everybody is what it should be, and then except me. So I do think it, once we have the guidance of what my discretion is for rules people, because I mean they tell me what the options are, and then but usually it's in conjunction with. So I think maybe you have to decide if I get one in January. Mm-hmm. That might be what you're thinking of.
I think that's what we did.
Yeah, it was my thinking that we had to do some kind of...
Yeah, we did do that last year, and then I thought we tied it to that...
Oh, yeah.
The evaluation.
I think you did.
So that it would be automatic if the evaluation was positive.
Okay.
So that we wouldn't have to do that second thing. That's my recollection of what we did.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Talk to Bill and make sure.
Oh, yeah, I remember that too. That's how I went to want to draw that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. February is 3 months from now. I just thought I'd tell you that.
Didn't SRC say the 2nd?
Yeah, they're on the 2nd.
Groundhogs.
How about the 9th?
The 9th is a Saturday, and then the 16th. But then...
Does anybody have any problem with the 9th?
Because we'll have a new, at least one new member.
Yeah, the 9th.
Right.
Yeah.
The 9th is fine, 16th is out for me, the 9th is fine.
Okay.
At 9 in Lincoln?
Yeah. At Barb's house.
Okay. You know what I just thought of, though, back to the rule.
What do we have to do about the hearing?
Yeah, we have to decide on a public hearing date and identify a hearing officer. I don't think you have to identify the hearing officer in this meeting, but I think you do need to decide on the date. And there has to be at least 30 days of notice, but Yeah, I think it would not be smart to try to have it before the first of the year, because everybody's, you know, we want public to be there. That's the reason to have a public hearing. So, you know, if we...
Well, and what do we do about the Chapter 4 thing? Do we need to wait for that to have the public hearing or not?
That's your call. If we could, or not. But you'd...
Then we'd have to have another
meeting. We'd have to have another meeting, right. I would say that let us... You know, there may be public comment in the interim. There may be more work we have to do on these to perhaps, since the other one is specific to staff, these all are related to services.
What kind of a timeline do we have to get those rules in?
Well, it's just that there really isn't, I mean, it's for you to determine. You have to have at least 30 days of notice of the public hearing. And before you can set the public hearing, before you officially put the notice out, obviously, you have to have your spot reserved. Jan did check into being able to get a hearing room in the state capitol, which is available for teleconferencing, so we could have our primary spot be there and then the other sites around the state.
How much statewide availability is that required, that you have teleconferencing?
It's not required, but I've always really tried not to be those bureaucrats that think that if it's in Lincoln, it's good enough. I feel like it's very important for people around the state to have their input, especially into these. Maybe not so much with the working policies and such.
Well, you just hope that somebody shows up.
But, if you... Well, you know, when we did there's been a couple of meetings that we have held that way, and we have. I think it's been well worth what the cost was. Right,
too.
That's right. Our staff contacted people and brought people and, you know, told them about it and explained what it was and such. And certainly that would occur again.
And we have this on a Saturday? Or not necessarily? Or
that's up to you, too. I mean, it could be evening, could be day, could be weekend.
Well, if it's teleconferencing, I mean, could, like, if it was in Lincoln, could I teleconference in? Or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you would go to the location in Omaha.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So maybe even a weeknight.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have one in South Sioux?
Is there one in South Sioux? No, let's see.
What is teleconferencing?
Norfolk.
We had Norfolk.
Yes.
I wouldn't be surprised if there's South Sioux.
Well, there's like... It's a deadline.
Did it want to receive from it?
Is that the same thing as like you can take classes over?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. Is that one I cross street high school?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's that same system.
Oh, okay.
So now we pay per site, you know, so we have to arrange and set it up and so forth, but.
You have to pay for public school?
Well, I don't know that kind of detail.
It's Nebraska ETV.
Oh, okay.
Is who's
okay.
Who does it, and that's what we pay.
Do we know where their site is no more?
Would it be on
right here?
ETV?
Well, we'd have to get those kind of details to you.
Yeah, at this point, what we need to decide is... whether we want to wait until the other chapter is done to have the hearing, or whether we want to do one now and then do another one.
I would say we do these now because they're done, and there's some of them, there's some vending issues that need to, I think, go into effect ASAP for as far as reporting and things we shoot for sometime in January, mid-January or something. Be my thoughts.
I'd even suggest late January to give, because we need some internal time to get all the little formatting things figured out and, you know.
Well, why don't we just, when you have it massaged to the point that it's they're ready to go, then, you know, email us and then we can...
And then set the date?
But should we make it here at the public meeting? I mean, there are things...
Well, the notice is going to be public.
Right, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we don't have to determine that today.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, if we're going to have a public notice for a meeting in 30 days, that should be plenty of notice and plenty of public.
It seems like I recall you have to give 30 days,
yeah.
And it was very advisable to plan on 60 days before you set your 30 days.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, well, maybe the idea
is
good.
About 60 days between right now and late January.
Right, yeah.
So,
we could, you know, identify a target date. I guess I'd
Yeah, which would be helpful because if otherwise we're going to be saying, okay, this date works for somebody and this date works for somebody else. And if it's a...
But what's like the last, what's the last Monday in
Oh, the last Monday?
Just to get that week.
The 28th.
28th. So, like the...
It ends...
Do it on a Tuesday, or is any night better for anybody?
Doesn't matter to me. How about Tuesday, January 29th is our target date?
Mm-hmm. When's Martin Luther King's...
21st.
Is it the Monday before the 21st?
Isn't that the third Monday? I'm not certain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the 20th.
So, to go the 29th then.
Okay. We'll work out details later, but probably the evening of the 29th.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Great. Thank you.
Transportation. Okay.
And then as far as our next commissioner meeting,
the
February 9th at 9 o'clock in Lincoln.
9 o'clock in Lincoln, okay. Yeah.
We can work on transportation. We can do some things to get folks there.
Well, if we use the Capitol hearing room, that has to begin at 5 or 5:30. So
we'd be done when the buses are still running, too, so people can come.
We're going to be done by 6:15?
Is that when they
That's
end
the last
now?
Bus.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe not then.
I wouldn't
count on it. Have a good rest of the weekend.
Okay, we're adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.